Okay. Hello and welcome every back to an wow, dude, I always struggle
Every
with that.
welcome
Hello.
every back to the body of the
Hey,
sidecar
everything's
of the
upside down in my head, man.
podcast.
Seriously, I have to translate it. Anyway, my name is Lewis.
And I'm Caleb.
And this is the Sidecar Coffee Podcast,
Or the
coming at you
Cast Pod
live. The
Car
Cast
Side.
Pod every Kaisard. Dude, I just did that without trying. Truly.
Wow, going
Truly,
backwards
truly.
is easier for you.
For real though. Anyway, today we start every episode off drinking a sidecar. For
We
everybody that
do.
doesn't know what a sidecar is and why we named this podcast after it. Caleb, hit him with it.
A sidecar is a two beverage beverage. That is beverage squared.
Oh.
What does that mean? It's two beverages served together. So it is a shot of espresso, and then on the side of that is a espresso-based milk beverage using that same espresso within it. Flipped it around that time.
Yeah, I like that.
That was crazy. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's
And
a
the
great
reason why
way to
we do
taste
that
coffee.
is because, yes, it's a great way to taste coffee and how milk affects espresso and coffee and your perceived flavor of both. And yeah, we named
It's a
it
great way to
Sidecar
get into
because we're
espresso as
cool.
well. Because if you have a milk beverage to compare it to, you're like, holy crap, this tastes like milk. No duh, it has milk in it. Anyway.
Milk.
Today I'm drinking a Little Wolf coffee. Shout out Little Wolf. Great roaster. Today
Poquito
we're drinking
Wolf.
a Brazil natural from Bio Boa Vista, Brazil. Yeah. Some varieties in there. There's some Catuai, some Caturcal. Never heard of that one. And IPR 98 sounds like a radio station. But that's what we're rocking with.
IPR. Welcome to IPR 98, your
Yeah,
information for all things
I
coffee.
got this coffee because I don't really drink that many Brazil coffees, I think. And yeah, I wanted to try something new. This coffee is exactly what I wanted it to be. I brewed it on pour over today. I've dialed it in on espresso. It's really good. It's not too naturally, I think it falls in that category of clean naturals. It doesn't have that much funk. There is some, but it's really nice, like cherry root beer has maybe even some like Dr. Pepper bringing it in that like soda cola vibe. It's some cherry going on, a little bit of orange, and then always it's a little chocolatey. It has a nougat note on the bag, and I think that is rock solid. And yeah, I've honestly prefer this coffee and milk. I think it's really good. I have a cortado here. And it does great. It sweetens up. It's really chocolatey and you get some really interesting notes in there as well. It's not just a basic milk drink, but it doesn't bring in any of those natural undesirable milk tones. It does really, really well. It's like a chocolate cake, it's like a brownie, with a little bit of cherry in there still. Honestly, I kind of prefer this coffee and milk. It's really good
Ooh.
normal, but it's really good in milk as well. So, which would be surprising because you wouldn't think like a natural would be, but I think it's great. I think it's fantastic.
Pushing boundaries, bro.
Yeah, but it
Push outside
really,
of the
yeah.
what's known into the unknown.
It's a banger coffee, and I wasn't really expecting that from a Brazil, but I trust Little Wolf. Anything they put on their website is gonna be gas. So.
Fire, gas fire, gas fire flames.
What are you drinking on, Bretta?
Dude, thanks for asking. Drinking from a little underground roaster called from Canada, called September Coffee Co.
Underground,
JK,
but
not.
Canada's above us. Make that make sense.
I don't get it. I don't get it. No, just kidding. Not underground at all. 100%. One of the best roasters, in my opinion, out there right now. Started up by Kyle Rousel, the great YouTuber of coffee. Anyways,
He does
September
more
Coffee
than
Co.
that, but
He does a
anyway,
lot more, but
Kyle,
yeah.
shout out Kyle.
And he roasts amazing coffees. Right now I'm drinking a washed Mejorado from Ecuador from Abel Salinas. Nominated for a Sprudge this year for most notable producer. That's kind of cool. This one on the bag reads lemonade, soft florals, juicy citrus. I have yet to have this on espresso. This is my first time. And it just tastes like straight Twizzlers.
That's fire. I actually
Like,
like Twizzlers a lot. I really enjoy Twizzlers. I never get them, but shout out Twizzlers.
underrated, yeah. Whenever they're
Abel
handed to
Salinas
me, I
too.
do appreciate them, yeah. It's Twizzlers. It's very much like a red cherry slushy from Sonic. Like, it's just super red, super cherry, like artificial cherry, candy-like, but it's also got this really nice pop to it that's like
Is
almost
it
like Pop
sour at
Rocks.
all?
It's not sour, I would
Or
say.
like
Like,
tart?
it's got a
Interesting.
little tartness, which is like why I say artificial cherry, because I feel like a lot of times artificial cherry, like a cherry Airhead,
Like blue.
100% has that like
Yeah, I guess so.
tartness, but not necessarily sour. Not like sour candy or anything, but it's very candy-like, very nice.
Bro, look at
Wow,
this.
this stuff's really good. Look at that art. You guys can't see it, so this really
If
doesn't matter.
you want to see it, check out my Instagram. Luis Primo, it's all my story.
Louis Primo. If you can spell Primo, Louis can't even spell
It's
his
hard.
own
It's
name.
hard sometimes.
Really hard. I'm going into my milk bev.
Bevy. I just had another drink of mine. It's still fantastic.
That is ridiculous.
Actually?
That's like Jell-O. Like, what? Wow. Holy God. Wow.
It's like, yeah, sometimes with those really light coffees, I feel like in milk, they aren't that good, but.
It's like red Jell-O, red velvet cake, caramel, but like a really soft, almost like not fully caramel, but like sweetened condensed milk, almost. Very, very sweet for like this coffee being really tart. Like, it's really sweet in the milk. Overwhelming, like red velvet cake, cream cheese
Fire, dude.
icing. It's
Sounds gas.
wow.
That coffee sounds
Wow.
great. Shout out Abel
Yeah.
Salinas, for real.
Shout out for real. Also, speaking of Spredge, before we continue, shamelessly, I will say, if you head over to Spredge, what is it?
I
Spredgeawards.com/vote.
think if you Google that, it'll take you to the right place, but.
Just type in Spredge Awards vote and it'll take you there. And under Best Podcast, just write us in.
If you
We're
want
not trying
to,
to.
if you think we're the best podcast, obviously, if you're
If you
listening
do.
to this, you might. So, we'd appreciate it. We're trying to get our name out there. Hopefully, next year we can actually make it sidecar up this big year. But anyway,
Yeah, side crap. 2025.
we get there by putting these episodes out. Today, we're going to talk
What are
about
we talking
the
about?
power of influence as a barista. And
Ooh.
I was on spring break this past week, and I was able to go to a lot of different cafes and. Driving in the car, I started thinking about of like why certain experiences weren't good. And I was like, dude, this would be a fire episode because I think every little thing matters in service. And me and Caleb have both been baristas. We've both worked at shops. We also go to a lot of shops, so we have interactions with a lot of baristas. And so I think it's safe to say that we have a lot of experience
A
with
little bit.
how the power of influence as a barista works. And we're going to give you our takes on what it should look like and what you can do as a barista or as a consumer going into a coffee place and what you should kind of look for and hope for from a
Yeah.
good cafe. But.
I will note we have done a previous episode called The Role of the Barista, and that was a while back before I think before both of us had really traveled out to New York and experienced more coffee out here, and then before Lewis, like you said, just traveled spring break, and we have a better understanding now and kind of a different perspective on what it means to be a barista and the power that you have within your position. So definitely check out that episode. It's an earlier
I think,
episode.
yeah, I still think there's a lot of insight you can gain from that episode, and it talks
Yeah, for
over to
sure.
your entire role. Where in this episode, I want to, it's, I would say, mainly based off of service.
Absolutely.
But yeah, starting off, you getting a job as a barista, this is on your manager. The base knowledge that you should know as a barista to fulfill your job to the best of its ability. I feel like. You have to be trained. You have to be educated on the coffee you're serving, whether you're working for a multi roaster or roasting, serving the coffee that the place that you work for is roasting. I think base knowledge should understand all of the coffees on your menu because, walking up and I'm asking what's on batch brew and you don't know the process of the coffee, that's not really the best look. Or even knowing like what coffee is on, I've had this happen a couple times. It's like it's on your menu and you still don't even know what it is. I'm asking you what your single origin shot is and you don't know what's on and you have to look. It's like, dude, that's sad.
Yeah, it's also like one of the not so great looks that I see a lot is, hey, like what do you guys have on your espresso? And they look to the barista, who obviously is there more and the one who really cares, and it's like, hey, like, can you help me out? It's like, you should know what's on your menu. I think base knowledge as well, like this is also very, very, very much geared towards career baristas. But I think too, if you're working in a cafe, especially if it's in specialty coffee, like you should take the time and learn a little extra. And again, like Lewis said, this is on your managers, this is on the cafe owners to really push excellence among your team and push education
Or
throughout your
and
team.
prepare you for service and prepare you for
Yeah,
anything.
absolutely.
And
Any
that's only,
question that
yeah,
you should
absolutely.
get, you should know the answer to. But knowing coffee processing, knowing what that means, knowing washed, natural, honey, and then a little bit of extra processing, knowing origins, knowing what your coffees taste like, knowing
The general
the roast
characteristics,
level.
yeah.
Like, yeah, general characteristics, the roast level being a big one. I think that's one of the bigger misconceptions too within cafes is people coming in and they automatically just want to go for dark roast. And most cafes like don't even have a dark roast anymore. I know where I work, like we have a dark roast on espresso, but like when it comes to drip coffee and they come in, let me just get a regular roast coffee. Okay, well, how can I translate that and get this person what they're looking for while also giving them a really great experience? You
Yeah.
know, something new. How am I meeting their wants, their needs, but also not like changing what we do in the shop? Like, I can't create a drink we don't have, you know?
Yeah. And I also think with that, so you got a job as a barista, you learned everything that you could possibly figure out. Do not berate the customer with knowledge. I think it is really easy to, you're excited about what you're doing, you really love what you're doing, you're really confident with what you know. And I can speak for this from personal experience when working at my first bar job, it's like I really didn't know anything, but I was still spitting out game like I
Just
knew what I was
spitting.
talking. Like I was
Yeah,
just
bro.
spitting game to spit game, and
Coffee
I
comes from a tree. You didn't know
didn't
that, idiot.
necessarily
Freaking
know everything that I
dummy.
was talking about. But it is, I don't think people really understand like how much the consumer really takes in. I feel like as a barista, you should pay more attention to the little interactions and the little things that you say, because I do feel like they do go a long way. Even just saying, explaining. So say you work at like an almost specialty place and you're explaining processes or origins of coffee to a consumer, they're gonna take that and they're gonna tell their friends, they're gonna tell their family. Oh, because most people that go into cafes, they're known as the coffee person in their family. They're known as the person that goes to the shop every single day, the bougie coffee person. And they're gonna take the information
Exactly.
that you gave them and spit it to every, because you gave them the game, they're gonna repeat the game to everybody else because,
Make
that's
sure the
how it
game
is.
is gaming.
Yeah,
Like, if the
for
game's
real.
not gaming, you can't play. Real
I think,
talk.
yeah, and I don't even necessarily know how my brain went down that rabbit hole, but for real, I was talking to someone one time and they were like, yeah, I was at this coffee shop and this person told me this. And I was like, wow, like I've never thought about how someone could, I've never thought about the conversation
Yeah.
always has ended for me at the bar, and I never think about what that person's going to do with the information. So,
It's even worse when you're the one that gave that information and they come back and they're this is a per like I remember I don't remember names, I don't remember exactly what I said, what it was, but I do specifically remember being a little humbled, and I fully remember like someone coming in and then being like it was actually Nathan Chandler. Shout
Oh,
out,
shit.
old regular, old regular. Lewis and I both know him, but anyways, I remember like brewing a coffee, and I was like reading, or I just like thought I knew something that was on the website, and I was brewing a coffee for him, and told him something about a processing, and then like 4 or 5 months later, I'm like brewing a coffee of a similar process, and I remember him being like, "Oh yeah, you said like on that one coffee, like this is how it is," and I was like, "I said that? Oh, yikers.
Ooh.
That's just wrong. My bad, my bad." But like it's little things like that. It's like 5 months ago. It's like, man, I just talk and like am not intentional about it. Not anymore after that experience. But like really be intentional with what you say. Really, this goes back to our episode with Scott Rao. If you did not listen to that, Scott Rao lives by, he's not going to speak things that aren't true. He's not just going to guess. He's not going to make an educated guess. If he doesn't know enough about a topic, he's just not going to talk about it. And that's fine. It is perfectly okay to say that you don't know about a certain
And
topic,
I don't
especially
think
in an
anybody's gonna
industry.
get butthurt about that. I don't think anybody's
No,
gonna get
if.
upset at you if you're like, I genuinely don't know enough about this. I'm sorry, I can't answer this, or I can't help you with this.
Now, not to contradict ourselves here in saying that, like, it's okay to say you don't know what's on batch brew for the day.
No, yeah,
That's not.
there is a line
There's a
there,
line. Yeah.
and
You
there
should,
is
there.
a base amount of knowledge you should know
Yes.
as a barista. But if someone's asking you how Abel Salinas is doing today, I don't know.
Who? It's
Yeah.
like, or like, who, or like, where, what elevation is Abel Salinas typically growing at? I don't know enough about that, that topic to know. Like, I know the farm, I know the
What
farmer.
roast temperature was this coffee roasted at? What was the drop temp?
Like,
I don't
you
have
know,
any
I
idea.
don't know actually. But I will ask the roaster, and maybe next time I'll have an answer for you. I think too, using questions and comments from customers and as a way to kickstart your own education. So when you don't know something, you're actually seeking out answers so that the next time they come in, you're like, "Hey, that thing that we talked about yesterday or 2 days ago, here's the answer to it." And you know, thank you for asking that question. This really becomes a conversation of the balance of education and hospitality, going back to what Lewis was saying of don't berate people, right? Don't sit there and just spout off facts about coffee when they don't care. Some people you just have to gauge.
I always keep it as brief as possible because at the end of the day, they might. First of all, most people coming into a cafe are getting a to-go drink and they're dipping. Unless
Dip.
they're a regular, you have the off chance of this person needing a coffee and coming into your spot and getting a coffee to go, and maybe you don't recognize them and maybe they ask like a small question. I would say in the most polite and way possible, answer their question, but also just keep it brief. Some people don't want an entire conversation or just don't care or just don't have the time. And that's okay. That's 100% okay. I had when I was working at Upshot this summer, someone came in and they ordered a latte. I made their latte for them. And when I gave them their latte, they saw the sign that we had out that we were having a public cupping. They were like, "What is that?" And I was like, "Oh, it's just a way to taste our coffees." She was like, "Oh, that's really cool." And I could have gone way deeper than that.
Way,
Way deeper than that. But I was like, I
way
just
deeper.
answered a question. And I was like, "Yeah, if you're at all interested, we do them." I think it was like once a month at the time. She's like, "Oh, that's cool." Walked away.
They gained a little bit of knowledge. They know new terminology that they didn't know before. They know the definition behind, not an exact definition, but they know the overall gist of what's happening at a cupping. And they know that that's called a cupping. And they know that when coffee people get together and taste coffee, they do a cupping. And that there's now an educational opportunity within their community to explore this avenue if they so choose. But it's just surface level, good
It's
hospitality.
absolutely surface level.
And they left with their drink happy and they learned a little something new. Some people don't have the bandwidth
No.
for this industry. Like
But
most of the
that's
time, I
okay.
don't
But
have
that's
this
okay.
bandwidth for this industry. Like there's a lot of times where I'm like, okay, I need to take like a week and just read a couple articles and really nail down this topic. And
That
yeah,
was us
that's
for our recent espresso video. If you guys want to check it out, we were
Yeah, you want to
stressing
check that
over
out.
that episode for about like 2 weeks, and it still probably isn't good, but
That was our third time recording that episode. I think it turned out great.
yeah, I
I
agree.
think it was 100,000 times better than the first time we recorded it, where the entire episode we were just like, we got it. We should restart this.
Yeah. But going deeper, I think why you should care about this and why, as a barista, you should be thinking about this. Well, I feel like in any job, especially in the hospitality industry, I think you should always be thinking about your interactions with people. And and me saying that, I have absolutely not lived by that. 100%. You go into default mode. You especially in the times that you're really busy in your life, it's a job, and you kind of
Paycheck.
fall into this rhythm of things. And I think it's just really important, because again, at the end of the day, you are the coffee person. You are this is your title. This is a job, and you're putting that on your resume. You're putting that on the things that you represent, and it is a barista. And I think you should be ready with information and being an outlet for the people that are coming into your spot. And at the end of the day, you should be excited to bring people into the world of coffee. And even if you don't care about coffee that much, that's hospitality. You're in the service industry for a reason. You didn't get a job at TJ Maxx. So take in that hospitality mindset of experience, of customer satisfaction, and I think if a customer is curious, you should be able to have that information. So that really is the why. And I think, step one of that is just caring, and being interested. And it's not really that much to ask, but also it's definitely something to think about. And I think something that definitely will change my perspective in the future of working in a cafe, I think being intentional with everything, from the moment that people walk into the door to the time they get to the register till after. I think I had a recently a bad experience. It was like a person working on POS wasn't even like looking me in the eyes, and I like just clearly looked like they had somewhere like else to be that was better than at work. And I was just like, don't be here. Don't be here. No
Just
matter
go work
how hard
somewhere
of a
else, bro.
time that you're having, it's like the person at the other end of the POS system could also be having a bad time, and your manager doesn't care about yours as much as theirs, because theirs is going to be a recurring payment if they have a good time.
I think too, like just going on like even if your cafe isn't necessarily specialty coffee and you're right on the verge, like when you're working at like a local cafe or just some sort of smaller business of especially in like restaurants and stuff, you're working with this heightened experience, heightened service, because people are coming in and they're expecting more out of you than anywhere else. So say instead of coming to Starbucks, they're going into your cafe. They're expecting a heightened experience that you should care enough to provide. And you really have to dig in and think, okay, what does this heightened experience include? Is it that we are really pushing the boundaries of coffee and what it can be and what people think it is? And instead of people just getting their n normal vanilla lattes, we're, saying, hey, like, how about you try like our new house-made, like, I don't know, caramel cardamom syrup or whatever it is. Things that can heighten the guest experience are always valuable, I think.
And whether that's a smile or a how is your day or a what do you have going on, it's nice to see you again. You were like anything. It
Remembering people's names, dude, it's not hard. Like,
I it
I
is
think
really
that
hard,
is.
actually. I really struggle with that.
Well, unless you're Lewis just has to remember them backwards and he's got
I
it.
remember their drink orders. I can remember drink orders really, really easy,
I think,
but
yeah,
when it comes
drink
with
orders
names.
too. Names and drink orders, like those are Those are just simple things that if someone comes in, like on your shift mostly, and you see them more than 3 times a week for 3 months in a row, you should know their name and drink order, 100%. And that adds on to a heightened experience.
Or
I
even
think,
just how was this? I've really liked this recently. What did you think of it?
yeah.
Simple stuff like that. And I it's really like, or even just this is something at 1900 Barker. Our boy Daniel works there,
Daniel.
and I went there with my family. It's probably my one of my ca favorite cafes I've ever been to. Pastries are the best in the game, and they serve Onyx coffee. I wish it was a little bit better, but Onyx still is fantastic. They're just everywhere, so it'd just be cool to have something different. But Onyx is still really good at the end of the day. And I ordered a shot of espresso and a batch brew. That's been my typical go-to order recently. It's just having a shot of espresso there and then having the batch brew to drink throughout the day, or whatever. And I ordered that, and we ordered our pastries, and we went and sat down, and I went and picked up our drinks because my cousins got drinks and stuff. And Daniel was like, "Hey man, we just came out with our espresso tonic. I can make you one if you would like." And I was like, "Yeah, dude, I'd love to try that." And he made me one. It was great. It was fantastic, and he always is so nice there. They also have apple cider on tap, or they have like a kombucha, and I swear every single time he's like, "Hey man, would you like to try this, or would you like a little bit of this while you wait?" It's fire. And even at,
Sure.
the place that Caleb works, that's suited, where people bring you water when you're just sitting down. That's like, the first time I was there, I sat down after I ordered. Someone brought me a water. I was like, "Are you doing this because I'm Caleb's friend?" Like, I was genuinely confused on, I was like, "That was really nice."
Yeah. No, that's everybody. Even well, even if people just sit down, and I'm working the floor and I don't realize that they placed it to go. Like I bring them a water and they're like, oh shoot. Or like if I, or if like someone gets a pour over and they're getting it to go and I know it's going to take a minute, be like, hey, like while you wait, would you want a water? But this is also going into hospitality and something that I think will 10 out of 10 times make any cafe better is focusing on your culture overall and what that entails. And hospitality is a major, major part of that. But it's also your style of hospitality that matters. So finding your culture, finding your rhythm, finding your flow, finding the things that you're going to do that you don't experience at other cafes. Like the water thing is such a simple thing that not every cafe does. Most cafes actually have a water tank somewhere in the building or in the like on the bar, and it's self-serve water. And it's just like, yeah, cafe spaces are kind of these weird, like half self-serve, half like I'm gonna bring it to you, but also you have to come get your drink at the bar. Like there's a divide between the bar and the cafe as a whole. And there really shouldn't be. Like I think service, this is something that I have said for a while and will continue to harp on till the day I die. Service should always extend beyond the bar. 100%. Whether that's beyond the POS system on the other
That's
side of the
something I
bar.
really like about Comet too, is that they bring your drink to
Yeah.
you every single time. Give them a number, I don't
Exactly.
care. But it's so cool. And it's like, even
Right.
when I know they like remembered my name and they can find me, it's like, that's really cool.
Yeah, it's like you know somebody. Like that it's always nice to be a regular, be considered a regular, be getting your usual. Everyone wants to be able to walk in and say, I'll get my usual. Like, I don't know what it is about it. It's definitely this
I think
like,
it's the cementing of a relationship, because
yeah.
they recognize you, they know you, and they know what you get. And so
It's
that's
yeah, it's
the bond that you have with the cafe, which is like, I don't really know. Like, a lot of people are gonna be like, "Nah, dude, like that's weird. Why would I want that? It's just coffee." But at
Yeah,
the end,
I just want my cold brew and I want you to leave me alone.
yeah.
It's like, all
Oh,
right, well,
all right. That's
that's
okay
fine.
too.
However, like don't be a jerk when someone comes up and is just like asking you if you'd like a glass of water while you wait because
And
drink times
at
are a
the end of
little.
the day, you're going back. This is more about the recurring customers of a cafe because you're going back because of something, whether it's the coffee that you had, but majority of the time it's because of that experience. And I think as a barista, you should strive to be the reason why people return. Strive to be, hey, like having a customer ask your name as a worker, I think is a great compliment. Hey, what's your name, man? Like, I really
Hey, yeah,
appreciated talking
sorry,
to you, or
been here a
really
few
appreciated
times.
of, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. And I always love when people are like, dude, like this was thank you, and ask me for my name. I was, yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
I think too, something that you, Lewis, like you always talk about is how can you make an experience less transactional
Yeah.
and more personal? And so, like, yes, we all know that you're in here and we need you here to spend your money to keep us going and we're providing a service. But like it can always be more than that. And
Yeah, and at
how
the end of
can
the
you?
day, yeah, that's base. And I think thinking about it, like, I don't know, the customer is coming in there to have an experience. So it's like you're not making it weird by talking to them. If they didn't want to talk to anybody, they wouldn't be in the place. They would have gone to Starbucks and then done the to-go counter or whatever. Stayed at their house, made their own drink.
Yeah, I think too, this goes into another topic that we'll probably cover in the future. Not really right now, but all of these things at the end of the day, like really dialing in yourself as a barista, enhances your value as a barista. You're no longer just a person who works there, shows up for the paycheck, does their job, goes home. I know there's like a huge trend going around like a year ago that was like quiet quitting. I'm just gonna show up, do my job, go home. And it's like, yeah, but that's the bare minimum. Like just showing up and being there and then clocking in and clocking out, that's the easy part. What
Yeah.
can you do to constantly in the coffee industry where we're asking for more money? I mean, it's the restaurant industry. No one makes enough money, right? So
Well, it's
what
also that's
can you do
also yeah.
to make yourself more valuable? To say, hey, like I am not only just a barista at this shop, but like I'm the barista at this shop. Like when people come in, they expect to see me and they want to see me here because I've provided X, Y, and Z to enhance their experiences. And so there's a little more
That's
to it. And I think,
fire. That's
our last
fire.
episode with Moxie did a really he did a Matt did a really great job at explaining just kind of adding value to yourself as a barista. But like on the hospitality end, there has to be more to give instead of taking from a customer
Yeah, agreed. And
every
again,
time.
it's like the saying of work like you own the place.
Yeah.
And I think just caring, and like Matt was saying in the other episode, it's like, yeah, just making yourself valuable. It's like at the end of the day, this industry is really hard to work in, and you definitely have to be passionate about it. But that's the thing about hospitality is, and that's the beauty of it, is that you can tell when someone cares, and that's a huge thing. And especially in this episode, you know, when we're talking about all of the things as a barista, you know, it does kind of hurt where like baristas especially get made fun of all the time for that tip screen. But,
Yeah.
and honestly, that is an annoying thing, is like how awkward people make that screen. It's just gonna ask a couple questions for you. I always, what I always say, it's gonna ask you on this screen if you want a tip or not. I'm not gonna skip by this. I'm not gonna be, like, if you want a tip, you more than well, like, I don't wanna hide. I don't feel awkward about it at all. It's like, that's what that screen is. I'm not
Yeah.
gonna be like,
I'm
it's gonna.
guilty. I'm
You
guilty of the
wanna
few
fill out
questions.
those few questions for me? We really appreciate
Yeah,
it.
or some people say like they're like, she's got a little quiz for you.
Yeah.
Huh? Like a quiz. Or I used to be like, yeah, at the end it's gonna ask for a receipt. See, they know like they gotta click through some
No,
stuff,
I
but
always say it's gonna ask you if
I
you want
like
a tip or
that.
not.
And it's gonna ask you if you want a tip or not. Yep. Cool, thanks, bro. Like just keep
Yeah.
it 100. Keep it 100
Keep it
every
100.
time. Keep it 100 with them. That falls into transparency.
Yeah,
Guess we're
but
bringing that up. But
At the
yeah,
end of
it's
the
like
day, baristas don't make enough money for all that they do. They have a lot of stuff. They have a lot of stuff on their plate, and if it's done right, give them some moolah.
some moolah, more money, more problems.
Yeah.
Give them more problems. How about that? But anyways, I think too, like going back to more like knowledge as a barista. Obviously, there's people out there that just want to work in a cafe and just enjoy the space and enjoy working at this particular place. And that's fine. Like, we're glad to have you here. Absolutely. Glad to have people in the cafe that aren't coffee snobs, that aren't like career coffee people. That creates such a balance. If I hung out with coffee people all day, every day,
I'd have a headache.
I would have a major headache because one, we'd be down in coffee like it's nothing, trying new processes and new origins just because we want to one up each other on who can brew the best, right? And then
But also, at the end of the
also
day, the new
the
people
chitter
that
chatter.
don't know, yeah, the chitter chatter. The new people that
Yeah.
come into the cafe that don't know much about coffee, whatever you give them is gonna be good. And they're gonna be like,
Yeah.
holy crap, like this is
You
fantastic.
just gotta just keep upping their baseline.
That regular that comes in that has an espresso machine and has a good grinder, you have such a high standard now. And at the end of the day, you should serve them the same cup. But I mean, I am this problem for cafes. I go in and I'm like, this isn't good. When to somebody
Yep.
else, it's the best thing they've ever had.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I don't know, man. There's still like when we're talking about like what it means to be a barista, what it means to really dive into the industry and like how you can make it better. It seems to all just start with hospitality. There's always a foundation of hospitality because everything you do should not only be to enhance your knowledge, but to enhance a guest experience, which then is going to help you learn more about the industry as a whole.
And that's why
How
you're
you,
in service at the end of the day.
yeah, how you converse, how you make conversation with people and the things that you say and the way that you say things and making sure that you have consistent grammar when talking about coffee. Like there's definitely a, there needs to be a consistent vocabulary when you're talking to guests. Every guest should be hearing the same thing from you, not different random facts and worded differently. Make sure you know what you're talking about.
But
And
also, I think a good thing to keep in mind here is not saying there's a right and wrong. But I mean, at the end of the day, there are facts
yeah.
that are real.
There's facts. Coffee grows on a tree, right?
But this, we live in a, the coffee industry is pretentious. At the end of the day, it is. We're just bougie. We're just, what? Coffee doesn't have to be that fancy. But saying getting into coffee is hard, and you're not just going to be able to give someone a Jansen Geisha and they're immediately going to fall into the world of specialty coffee. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
I wish that's how it works,
Very nice.
but that's not what's going to happen for everybody. And saying, you can't just tell a customer that everything they know and believe in is wrong. You can't. They're never gonna come back. They're gonna be like, they were freaking rude, dude. They told me everything that I believe in and live
Yeah.
by on a daily basis is
It's
wrong.
wrong.
Who are
I'm
they?
wrong.
Who is that
I just need to
freaking barista
disappear.
and his shitty mustache? And so I think that and his Carhartt. Anyway, I think at the end of the day,
his
this is
car.
this kind of comes up back to what I was talking about in the first episode, is answering questions as brief as possible. And if they want to go down the rabbit hole, preface, we're about to go down a rabbit hole, and then dive in. I'm about to dive in because it is fun. It is absolutely fun. And I think
Yeah.
knowing more about coffee and bringing people into this world is why we're here. We want to spread the joy and positivity, especially coffee. We want to represent the producer in the best way possible. We want people to know who Abel Salinas is and why his coffee tastes like Twizzlers and how fantastic that is. We want people to know who Kyle Roswell is and why he's so good at roasting coffee on a Loring, what a Loring is, and explaining all of that to a customer. But at the end of the day, if they don't really, you don't spurt all that information at them, if they really
Yeah.
want to hear it.
I hate when people just regurgitate things that they've heard from influencers, like in anything really, but especially coffee, where they're like, well, Brian Kwan said, not no hate to Brian Kwan. I watch his content a lot. He's great. But I find that there's Reddit nerds out there. That's what I just call them all Reddit nerds. That are just gonna say what he said and think it's the truth. Whereas like Brian Kwan is a very sweet guy, and he is constantly learning and on the pursuit of more knowledge in coffee, and is constantly saying like, I once thought this, now I think this, and this has changed in my time in coffee from this way to this way, and
I want to
we
say
have
that
to
happened in
adapt, you know?
Lance's one of Lance's most recent videos too. He's like, I have to backtrack on this information I said because I've now known this.
Yeah.
And
And
yeah,
don't just spurt what you hear. Like, if you don't understand it didn't, you should not be telling somebody else about it and then expecting them to understand it.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. Like, you don't even know what you're talking about. I think also the big thing here, and I think the big thing that's been just repeated this whole time is really giving people the why. And not just the what. Like, don't just tell them what coffees are and how great they are. Tell them why they're so great.
Yeah.
Make them feel like make them really get past why they should care. Because there's a lot of people that are just coming in, they want their Americano and they want to go home. That's it. But why should they invest their time and their
But
energy?
also, at the end of the day, don't just blurt it out on them.
Yeah, don't just be like, I'm gonna tell you about Panamanian geishas and why they're the best coffees in the world, and why you should drink one at least once a week and spend $15 on a port. Like, don't do that.
If they ask about it, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure,
This shit's
100%. If
gas,
they,
homie.
yeah. Oh, what a
But
it's,
I think going back on this all, and I guess we'll touch a little bit on as a consumer, it's like going into a place. You're really just based on your experience, you know, if you had a good experience or a bad experience, why? It's the same thing with the why. You know, why did I not? I waited 10 minutes for a coffee and got the wrong order. It's like, yeah, that's not really that intentional. And I think a big thing with cafes, and this is something that I always look for, is how rushed their bar looks. And I think for me, and you know, this is easier for me with 8, almost 9 years of experience on a line and in the service industry, is what stresses me out is probably a lot more, or I don't feel as stressed. I understand how to deal with a rush where the barista that's been on bar for 1 month might not. And the more that you work, the more you realize it's going to get done when it gets done. Your job is to make sure that it's the best that it is. And whether that takes a little bit longer is absolutely fine. And the customer would much rather have it done right than a rushed, shitty thing that they still waited a long time for. And yeah, I'm always looking at how they're moving, how they're looking at the screen, how they took my order, the flow between the POS person and the people on bar, how the two people are interacting. I look at the screen. I see how many drinks are on there, how long they've been there, their order of that, who's getting their order, how the people who are getting their order look when they get their order. I'd analyze everything, and I think that comes into that experience, but at the end of the day, I think again, it's customer by customer, order by order. It's going to get done when you get it done. And your job is to make sure that A, it's consistent, and B, that you're trying for greatness within everything, because why wouldn't you?
I think too, there's a lot of times, and I know I have at one time fallen into this. I'll admit, baristas who are career baristas and want to do coffee for as you know as long until they burn out. They have an ego. Like you're always like I feel like baristas always gonna you're gonna go through a period of time. You're probably in that period of time, and if you don't think you are, Sorry to tell you, but I
This
think
is a reality check.
it's a reality check. If you're listening to this and you go, I don't have an ego, chances are that's your ego talking. Drop the ego, man. Like at the end of the day, like it's all about having intention and working in this industry. You have to do everything for the greater good of the industry as a whole, not just you as a barista. And there are a lot of goals that we want to achieve as an industry. So like, how can you play a little role of that and making sure we achieve those goals and making sure that, who knows, that your cafe that you're working at right now, in the next like 5 years, if you just start like really hammering great hospitality, great service, and through that, using hospitality as a vessel for education, bars, your cafe might be the next big cafe in the world. It might be the cafe that people travel to. Like, you do not have to be in LA, New York, Chicago, Atlanta, St. Louis, just to be like the best cafe in the world. There's a lot of cafes out there that are just in small towns and have really executed excellence and have put a lot of effort and care into everything that they do and have created a high quality experience that people want to also experience. So
I think two examples of this are Hatch. Is it? No. Clatch. What is it?
Clatch.
In.
Coffee
No.
Clatch?
It's in Boone. Your dad bought you a bag of coffee
Oh,
from this place. Hatchet.
Hatchet.
Yeah. Hatchet. Visited that cafe. It's in Boone, North Carolina, which is where App State is. It's a small college town in the Smoky Mountains. Fire. Great.
That's a thumbs up from Lewis for those who can't see. Yeah, I think too, like, shoot, let me what am I trying to think of? Gosh. I mean, let's just talk about like Moxie,
Yeah.
right? Like Moxie, Scott Rao, and Scott's fantastic. I don't think every person should be like, well, when Scott comes in, we're the best cafe. Scott goes into a lot of really bad cafes, actually. You might just not know that, but that you're on the bottom of his list. But
At least you're
don't
on this
base
list.
that. Yeah, at least you're on his list, though, right? I think Moxie's a great example. Phoenix is, yeah, a big city, but not one that you would think would have an incredible coffee scene, right? But Moxie has really done great for themselves. They've continued on a path of just high quality coffee and high quality service, and through that are known throughout the industry.
I
That's
think,
awesome.
yeah, if you guys
Black
haven't
and
checked
white.
out that episode, check it out. Fire flames,
Yeah.
brother.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it all comes down to culture, caring, and I don't even know, condolence. I was just trying to think of another C. Condolences.
Hospitality as a vessel
Yeah.
for education. I think that's a really, I think that's just a really nice way to put it. It's like, it all comes back to hospitality, like I said earlier, and
Yeah,
how you
be
can.
cool, be intriguing, care, thoughtful. Hospitality as special as education.
Boom. And that's the end of the episode. No, just kidding. I don't know. This was kind of just like a conversation,
This
like.
was a little rant, a little conversation, a little something to think about.
Just yeah, I food
I
for
think
thought.
it's definitely cool to think about how you influence others. And something that I've never really thought about in my 8 years of working is thinking about how this conversation affected someone maybe. And I think it's definitely going to be something I think about like every shift is like, how am I going to affect this one person? How is this conversation going to keep, like, how is this going to go even after this interaction is over? So
Yeah.
just something cool to think about. And as a consumer, I think you can also take this episode, and I think us as baristas are definitely affected by the people that come in.
Yeah.
Or I had a guy that even just like being like, yeah, man, that is cool. Or like just being understanding, being a understanding as a consumer, or like letting someone know, like, hey, that pour over, that shot of espresso, that batch brew, that pastry was fantastic. That was the best I've ever had. Or this really, I was really looking forward to this. This really outdid all my expectations. Out. Like, this was really good. You guys are the reason why I stopped here. So I think just communicating. Have good comms, ladies and gentlemen.
Good comms.
But
Good
yeah.
call outs.
So that's this episode. Hopefully a little insight for you guys. Hopefully just gets your mind moving a little bit. Gives you something new to think about and a little insight. But yeah, we got some cool episodes planned again. Like we are just kind of cooking up a little bit out here. So keep your eyes peeled on the horizon. We really appreciate you guys listening to this episode. And yeah, we got a little streak going. I think this will be like 4 weeks in a row posting.
Hey,
So
look at that.
look at us
Look at
go.
that. Are we getting consistent? Are we taking this seriously
What
now?
is
That's,
happening?
dude, I, yeah, that's awesome.
We're
We do have a lot of things planned. Stay tuned. Check us out on Instagram at Sidecar Pod. Follow each of us. You can find our handles in the bio at Caleb Brews, at Louis Primo. That's PRIMEAU.
Ding winner.
Da Primo.
Alrighty.
Yeah, just enjoy great coffee. Enjoy if you're a barista looking listening to this. I really hope you gained something from this. If not, this wasn't a crazy topic, wasn't a crazy controversial thing. We weren't, trying to educate the masses, I guess. We're just trying to give people food for thought. And
Our insights, I guess. But yeah. Have a good one, guys. Appreciate you listening to this episode. We'll catch you in the next one.
Sidecar out.